This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free. Bring up anything that you want as we launch into the second hour of the program with you here tonight. You've got Ian
and Chris
and Daryl.
You can, of course, bring up anything that you want. Toll free number 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in here. Skype username lrn.fm. Or jump in the on air call in line room on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. For those of you just tuning in, we started a story in the last hour, and we're going to continue it here. Chris has a piece about Uber and a recent court decision, finally, from a federal court in the United States that reaffirms, I guess affirms for the first time in a court, at least in the U.S., that if you work for Uber, you are a contractor, not an employee. Let's pick up the story wherever it was. I think it was
towards the beginning. On it, yeah. Right?
Go ahead. And where's it coming from,
though? So this is coming from Reuters.
Okay.
Reuters. Yeah. USJ says Uber drivers are not companies' employees. That's the title.
Uber does have employees. They're the people who work the back office and, you know, make the software.
Yes, exactly. And I'm sure they've got, press people and human resources.
Sure.
And
the lawyers. And
right, the lawyers. And the lawyers may or may not be, but
true.
They probably are, considering the size of the company.
I'd put them on salary if I were Uber.
Probably, but they probably also have contracted ones, depending on the area.
They probably have one or two lawyers that are hired by them, then other ones they hire when they need.
Yeah, they probably hire them for specific states or markets.
Right. This is billions and billions of dollars, this company, so they probably have a lot more than a few lawyers on staff. Plus additional contracted
lawyers.
Right, for the different markets and regions, because they probably have to, because each state,
they're all different laws, different bar associations.
And each country, and then it might be even within a country, different ones at different cities and states and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see the breakdown of Uber to see just what percentage of their operating costs are attorneys.
And then you wonder why they're not making any money.
Right.
Okay, so a U.S. judge in Philadelphia has ruled that limousine drivers for Uber Technologies Incorporated are independent contractors and not the company's employees under federal law. The first ruling of its kind on a crucial issue for the ride-hailing company.
In this country. There was a ruling in the U.K. that was the opposite.
Right.
I might mention that.
Right. The U.K. is the opposite. I don't remember now if this article says it or not. Which actually is interesting, because this is consistent with the way taxi companies apparently work that we were just hearing about before the show.
Well, Will Coley came in here and he said his mom is a taxi driver, and the way that it works for her is she rents the car from the cab company, and then she's still an independent contractor.
Yeah. Right. So this is actually so the whole thing about this, and so that's one of the things that they keep bringing up. All the people who are complaining about these people being contractors, well, so are taxi drivers.
Sure.
So none of that's a lot of what's being propagated out there it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't add up.
Right, and I'm wondering how many people realize that most taxi drivers are actually considered contractors and not employees.
I didn't know that.
I'd heard about them renting cars, but I didn't know what percentage of them operated that way versus what percentage are actually, you know, just out there in a company car.
Right, because, we see ads all the time, or at least I do, because I look in that free weekly newspaper, and there's a taxi company here in Keene that is always hiring drivers. And it says, we are hiring drivers, here's the rates.
Which sounds like
per hour,
that
right?
Sounds like you'd be an employee, but I guess it's still a contractor.
And you might be at that company.
For this company in town, they might actually hire employees, but Yellow Cab might wind up saying you're a contractor.
It might also depend on whether or not the person is actually being hired for taxi service, or because there's different
They got a dispatcher.
Yeah, like there's different people for different types of companies. Yeah. And I don't know the details of it. I don't like is there something called black car or something? Like it's different from a taxi or something like that?
Black car, it depends on what terminology you're looking at. I mean, there's like Uber Black, which is a higher class of a car. It's just a nicer sedan or something like that. There's also jitney cabs or underground cabs, which might be called black cars depending on where. So whether those are unlicensed cabbies that operate in places like New York City, and you know they just get referrals from people and they get regular customers.
I think the difference
or gypsy cab is another.
I think the difference is something like the one you hire to come pick you up, whereas the other you flag down or something? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I don't know that terminology.
Yeah, I don't either, unfortunately. And well, it's probably different for different countries. I remember reading about the UK stuff, which may not apply to New York City, and that might not apply to, you know.
You can, you know, in some places it's illegal to flag down a taxi. You must call and order a taxi.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's continue with the story. U.S. District Judge... wait, did I get that far? Yeah, okay, yeah. We are. U.S. District Judge Michael Belson, on Wednesday said San Francisco-based Uber does not exert enough control over drivers for its limo service, Uber Black, to be considered their employer under the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act. Now, that's interesting. So this is Uber Black. I wonder if there are other drivers they would roll differently.
I don't think so. They all work the same way, I suspect.
The drivers work when they want to and are free to not run personal errands or smoke cigarettes in between rides.
They sure are. As long as they're disconnected from the app. As long as they, they can smoke a cigarette while they're in the app. As long as they're willing to put the cigarette down and hit the road as soon as the call comes in.
Right.
Yeah. The legal classification of workers has been a major issue for gig economy companies that rely on independent contractors. Uber, in particular, has been hit with dozens of lawsuits in recent years claiming that its drivers are employees and are entitled to minimum wage, overtime, and other legal protections not afforded to contractors.
Right. These are the people who are basically they're whining. They want the Uber to be just like every other job they've ever had.
We want a guaranteed paycheck, and we want to be able to slack off.
Right. These are not the kind of people you want working for your company.
Right.
These are the kind of people you want to get out as quickly as possible. We don't want you here because you aren't the entrepreneurial type. You don't even have a shred of an entrepreneurial mindset. You just want to get taken care of and, like you're saying, guaranteed paycheck,
right.
401k, all the, you know, bennies and everything.
I've worked, and I use that term very loosely, with people who spent more time getting out of doing what they were supposed to do than they did actually doing the job they were hired to do.
Right, or drag their feet as long as they can, do as little as they can possibly, you know, just do the bare minimum to avoid getting fired, but try to stretch out your responsibilities as long as you possibly can in those hours that you're supposed to be there. That's the way a lot of people play it. And that's one of the reasons why Uber probably doesn't want to have employees, because they can get better workers if they have contractors on.
Right, and it's the same sort of thing of if you've got somebody that is doing sales for you.
Right.
You don't want to pay your sales guy a flat rate, because then he has no incentive to actually sell things.
Right. If he's hungry, he's going to get out on the streets and he's going to make some sales.
Right.
It's commission only. Now, it's hard to find a commission only sales gig because it's sort of expected that there's some sort of a what they call a draw or whatever.
Right.
Where there's going to be some little base level. But commission only sales is a way to make a lot of money if you're a good salesperson.
Right.
An Uber spokeswoman said the company is pleased with the decision.
Heck yeah, they are, because if they hadn't gotten that decision, they probably would shut down. I don't know if they could restructure. Could they really operate as an employee-based business?
I think they could, because if they change their algorithm for how they operate, I think it would have, because right now, they don't let drivers choose the, like, amount that they're making, but if they changed it so that they set their own prices and then simply allowed, you know, pick the most, competitive, you know, bid, so to speak, they would be setting their own prices.
Why would they make their drivers into employees and then allow them to set their own prices?
Well, no, they wouldn't. But they wouldn't have to. In order to get around this, the change in the law, they could do that because then they would be contractors. It would be more obvious that they're independent contractors.
Oh, you're saying there would be another way for them to modify it to keep them as independent contractors.
Yes, because
I see.
Okay, so you're saying the complete opposite of what Ian said. If this ruling went the other way, to where the judge said, these are your employees.
Yes.
They would not be able to function with all of their drivers being labeled employees.
Right, right. It would end their business as is. So you're saying they should change their business.
What I'm saying is what they would do is they'd simply change it to ensure that they are,
they're more contractors.
They are definitely contractors, yeah. And they could do that without really changing their business model. It might actually make their business model more profitable, I actually suspect. Because right now, there's issues with surge pricing and people not wanting to...
That's where there's too many passengers and not enough drivers, and Uber jacks the rates up.
And basically what would happen is the rates would go up. They would make more profit, but again, if there's competition...
But if the drivers can set their own rates. Yeah, I've always thought that was an important thing to do, and that's one of the nice things about Cell 411 with its driving system, which unfortunately doesn't get enough credit for what it is. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars. NHLiberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about. NHLiberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit QuantumHarvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at QuantumHarvest.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free,
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, Discord on-air call-in line rooms available. Just go to discord.lrn.fm and hop on in there. You can get interactive, by the way, with other Free Talk Live listeners there through our Discord before, during, and after the show. Frequently, there are people in the Discord. There's different chat rooms in there, too, that you can hang out in and talk about different topics like cryptocurrency or New Hampshire or gaming or whatever. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. And if you have a business and you're a liberty-minded individual, if you're a person who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you really ought to put your business up on liberty.menu. You got more than one business? No problem. Put them all up there because it's free to list your business on liberty.menu. And what is it? It's a website that will show off your business to others who might be interested in finding it. Maybe there's other people in your area who are also freedom friendly and they want to know about you, but they don't know necessarily by looking, you know, around who are the libertarian business owners when they're, you know, driving down the street. But if they go to liberty.menu, they'll be able to see map points, pinpoints they can click on and, you know, learn about and search by category and all that. Learn about the different businesses that are in their area. So whether you're a customer and you want to find liberty-friendly businesses, or you're a liberty-friendly business owner and you want people to know about you, then go to liberty.menu and you can get involved there. Plus, of course, there's ratings and reviews. And you don't just have to be a business owner. Maybe you're an events coordinator. You're putting on a, you know, convention or some sort of gathering or party or meeting or whatever. Or you're a digital content creator. You can list your digital content there over at liberty.menu as well. So head on over there and you can use code FTL. You'll get a special badge for your profile as a Free Talk Live listener at liberty.menu. As we continue here, of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. We're talking about this decision by a federal court that, no, people who want to be employees of Uber, sorry, you fail. Uber has contractors. You're a contractor if you're a driver for
Uber. And that's what you agreed to when you signed up.
Right. It was pretty clear. But yet these people, they're, you know, they just want to get paid for not working, basically, is really what it all comes down to. They want to get paid for the time where they're just sitting there and they're not taking a fare from one point to another, which there is some of that downtime with Uber. But again, you know, you can only take a fare if there's a fare available. So you understand this going into it, that you're logging into the app and you only get paid when there's somebody that's in your car, basically. And yep. As soon as that person leaves your car, you're no longer getting paid.
Right.
Because you're an independent contractor. Anyway, go on with the piece.
Yeah. So Jeremy Abay, a lawyer for the plaintiff, said he would appeal the ruling to the Philadelphia-based 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals.
Of course he's appealing the ruling. Yep. What kind of lawyer would he be if he did not?
To make money.
The Third Circuit would be the first federal appeals court to consider whether Uber drivers are properly classified as independent contractors. Many of the cases filed against Uber have been sent to arbitration, but the point is, in the Philadelphia case, were among a small minority of drivers who had opted not to sign arbitration agreements with the company. Mm. Last year, a state appeals court in Florida said Uber's drivers were not its, page two, employees under federal law.
But state under agencies, Florida law.
Oh, I'm sorry, under Florida law. But state agencies in California and New York have said that they are under those states' laws. Basin in Wednesday's ruling said he was the first judge to rule on the classification of Uber drivers under federal law. His ruling comes about 2 months after a federal judge in San Francisco said that food delivery workers for Grubhub Incorporated were not the company's employees.
So a similar result.
So right. The Grubhub case was the first of its kind against a so-called gig economy company to go to trial. The Philadelphia lawsuit was filed in February 2016. The plaintiff said Uber failed to pay them minimum wage and overtime in violation of Fair Labor Standards Act, which only applies to employees.
Right. You didn't get overtime. You didn't get minimum wage because you're not an employee.
Get it through your head or go get a job somewhere else.
The plaintiffs were seeking to represent all drivers in Philadelphia for Uber's limousine service, Uber Black. The case is,
yeah, but they wouldn't have represented me if I were one of the drivers. I wouldn't want them. You know, I wouldn't want to be an employee. I wouldn't want to be told when to show up. That's one of the perks
right,
of doing this
thing. So you would not have signed on to this lawsuit.
Right.
See, you know, I know people who have been contractors before that didn't get paid well enough to be contractors, and they stopped being contractors. They didn't go to work they didn't go to work as an employee for somebody else after that. They started a business, in one case I'm thinking of. And it worked really well. If you're an entrepreneur, if you got that kind of spirit, even if you don't know what you're doing, sometimes it can work out better for you if you learn. It can be expensive, but if you have the aptitude for it, you can pick up the skills that you need to make more money doing something yourself than to going to work for somebody else or being a contract.
For sure.
That doesn't mean that you can't make a lot of money being a contractor, too. You can. But a lot of people make the mistake of not... or taking basically, when you become a contractor, you should be demanding more money than you would if you were an employee to compensate for the fact that you're a contractor.
Right, and
that's how that's supposed to work.
You know, you mentioned that if you can't cut it as a contractor, start a business, but generally if somebody's not good enough at bringing in work as a contractor, they're not going to cut it owning a business either.
Probably not, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some people go into contracting, though, not understanding it. So you may still find yourself, like in the case that I'm thinking of, they went to a different business. And, I mean, technically, as a contractor, you're supposed to be a business sort of anyway. So, you know, switching from one business to another sometimes works out, right? Like most businesses fail. But that just means you fail at one business doesn't mean you're going to fail at another business.
You know, even if you're working for Uber and you want to start your own thing, the reason why you work for Uber is because they've already got the installed user base, right? Like starting your own cab service after that would be difficult, although there's a way to do it. And one of the ways to do it would be to recruit the passengers into being your personal customers.
Which is a total violation of the Uber policies.
It's a total violation of the Uber terms of service. But if you were to be able to, you know, talk to a customer without them snitching on you to Uber and be like, hey, man, next time you need a ride, just give me a call.
Uber's, you know, Uber might be a good example of what you do when you're starting a business.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to work for Uber as, you know, an independent contractor.
You learn the ropes.
You save your money. And then maybe you'll buy a car and start
your own car. You already have a car when you work.
Well, okay, fair enough. Yeah. But you'll buy a better car or whatever, right? And you'll start your own business and maybe you'll become a competitor to Uber, right? Like, it's, I remember when I started, my company is Think Penguin, and I started another company alongside it to fund Think Penguin. But at the same time I did that, I actually went to work for, not minimum wage, but almost minimum wage for yet another company, as in that case it was an employee. But the point that I'm trying to make here is sometimes in life, you got to save your money, and then you got to utilize that as a to jumpstart something else.
Sure,
whether it's further education or it's a business. I mean, this is a temporary job. It's not a job where you're gonna want to keep it and hold on to it and use it as maybe it's fine as a temporary venture,
right? Yeah.
But you're gonna want to use it more of as a springboard.
Yep.
And that's what people are failing at. So,
in this case, they're just failing to even understand what contractor work is.
Yeah,
and they're getting smacked down by a judge.
Case is Razak v. Uber Technologies, if anybody is curious about the case name.
All right, if there's more, we can continue.
No, that's
we're going to go to your calls coming up next here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to weigh in here. Maybe you're somebody who does think that Uber drivers should be considered employees, because I believe there was a UK case that we kind of mentioned at one point, but we never really got into it here, that said they were.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up whatever is on your mind. That is the point here on Free Talk Live with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We're going to get back into your calls and thoughts here. Maybe you've got comments on Uber being decided here in the United States by a federal court judge. It's going to be appealed, but the first decision is that Uber is a company that has contractors for their drivers, not employees, which is different than the decision made in the United Kingdom last year, which said the opposite, that Uber does have employees, or its drivers should be considered as employees. And that case is also being appealed, in that case by Uber, being appealed up to a higher level court in the UK. And that case has yet to be heard by the higher level court. There's a piece over at Forbes.com about Yansin Aslam, who is one of the two drivers that sued on behalf of other Uber drivers in the UK to try to get them to be considered employees. He doesn't even drive for Uber anymore, but he's, you know, he believes he's this big hero for going in and, you know, changing that detail.
So this is one of those cases where the "if it pleased the crown" meme would actually be very fitting. If it pleased the crown, might the people who I give money to be considered contractors instead of employees?
Yeah, pretty much. So we don't know what's going to happen in the UK, and of course obviously this US case is being appealed, but it's a good start that the lower court in the US said that this is a that you're a contractor.
Right.
So that's what we want to have happen. Look, I'm not a huge fan of Uber. Let me make it clear in case you're just tuning into the show here. They fired me after I had a 5-star rating with their service, and they never told me what the reason was. I was under investigation for something for 9 months straight, and when I actually requested to, you know, for them, "Hey, what's this about? Maybe you want to, like, ask me a question. You know, if you're investigating me for something that somebody's claiming, maybe you want to ask me about it."
Right.
And they never did. They never actually asked me a single thing. They just basically ignored me for a while, and then eventually they were, they just basically canceled my account and said, "Yeah, we don't want you working for us." So I suspect it was some of the local haters, because I know for a fact that they contacted Uber once they found out I was driving for Uber, because I was blogging about my driving for Uber at freekeen.com, and there's a certain group of people who hate me. And
at the time, Uber wasn't even active in the town that we live in.
That's correct. They weren't. It might have been the Liberty haters. It might not have been the Stop Freekeeners. I don't know.
Right.
But it was somebody who hated me.
I'm just pointing out that, you know, it's not like you were actively driving. You would have to drive an hour.
I would have to go to
Manchester, a different part of the state, and then turn on the app to even be able to drive.
But well, even if they hadn't have fired me, I still would understand that there's some legitimate critiques of Uber as a company, like, you know, cutting down the amount of money that they're paying their drivers, and there's some other policy issues that some of the drivers have had, and legitimately, with what is essentially a mega corporation.
Right.
So, I mean, there's really not a whole lot to love about Uber, besides the fact that they were one of the original ride-sharing companies, and they have fought with a lot of governments. But on the other hand, they've also turned into the government to some extent by actually crafting some of the legislation that creates regulations for what they call in the legal world TNCs, or Transportation
Right.
Network Companies. So the very same company that fought against toe-to-toe against various different cities and states has also now turned around and written legislation for those states.
That goes back to the whole problem of, like, mega corporations and just industries in general.
Right.
They're going to fight to basically
protect themselves.
So even while they're fighting against taxis, basically, they are also fighting to protect themselves. So they're
from
actually
other rideshare startups.
They're going to start off by saying, "Well, we don't like the regulation," but then they're going to basically try and get regulation.
Yep.
Eliminate the regulations that cost them money, but then put in new regulations that basically protect them from smaller competitors to their own business.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons why I'm not a big fan of them. But on the other hand, this is the right decision. This court decision is the right decision, that it protects the contractor status. And that's not just because I want to see Uber succeed. I don't care what happens to Uber.
Right.
I care about this contractor status, because if Uber were to have lost this, and if Uber does ultimately end up losing an appeal or something like that, then that can hurt the entire what they call the gig economy, where that every other system that's set up like this, whether it's the, what was the Eat one? There's Uber Eats with Grubhub. That was
right. That's the one that the article referenced.
Right. Grubhub, and then
there's
Instacart,
like
which Dave from New York actually was working for. In fact, he's actually on the line right now. Dave in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Dave?
I don't know. Do you guys ever watch WWE at all? Yeah, I heard you guys talking about Uber and all. Yeah, that's not here in Dutchess County, though, because I haven't seen Uber here at all. But do you guys ever watch WWE at all?
Yeah, I'm a big WWE fan.
Ian, what about you?
I've watched some over the years. It's usually something that I
see. So what is WWE?
Wow.
World Wrestling Entertainment. It used to be called WWF back in the day, before there was the disagreement between them and the Wildlife Fund
who
owned the letters.
Okay.
Go ahead, Dave.
Daryl, pipe down. Let me just switch it to Ian real quick here. Ian, WWE is World Wrestling Entertainment.
I know what WWE is. I told you I watched it.
Pipe down.
Damn it, Dave, shut up. You don't even know who you're talking to.
Chris is the one that asked, what is WWE, and I explained to him what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just
pipe down for a minute here. Why were you calling? Why were you calling about this?
I'm calling because I like Asuka. Asuka from WWE. She is a hottie, I want to go on a date with her.
You're not ready for Asuka. Nobody is ready for Asuka. No, you're not.
I think she's hot. I don't understand.
Oh, I agree. She's definitely hot.
Is it Asuka?
Asuke.
Okay.
It's pronounced Asuka.
She's Asian.
Yes, okay. She's Japanese.
Right, so now that I'm seeing the pictures here on Ian's screen here, I understand why you all you guys like WWE so much.
So they basically got like a stripper league in the WWE now where girls wear next to nothing and fight. No. Okay.
Oh, it's actually a lot.
I have a heart for Asuka.
A lot more legitimate, if you will, than what it was back in, say, like 2004, 2005, where they would have lingerie matches for the women.
It's not like that now?
They don't do that anymore.
Okay, because every time I
see
pictures,
actually,
looks like they're in lingerie.
They're wearing skimpy clothes, but they're actually treated
sports pros
or whatever. The same as the men are, for the most part.
Except for by people like Dave. Right, Dave?
I like Asuka because she's hot, she's cute, and I want to go on a date with her. And then there's Paige. I don't really like Paige. She wears too much lipstick.
I'm
not a fan of the big giant clown lips that she has now, but she's still darling, and I hate that she had to retire at the age of 25.
Didn't she hurt herself or something?
She's had multiple injuries. She also had scoliosis and never should have been wrestling in the first place.
Oh my God, you're interrupting me when I want to say something. Why? Why do you guys always interrupt me when I want to say something?
Because you keep repeating yourself, and I didn't know if you had any new information.
Yeah, so let's see.
You want to have a date with us?
And you interrupt me. Daryl just typed out for a minute. Me and Ian
are talking
right now.
You're acting like a big old baby.
I'm not even the one talking right now.
Dave, you're acting like a big baby. We're talking about the issue that you called in about. You've got the hots for a certain wrestler. That's what you called about, right? What else do you have to say?
Yeah, I like Asuka, and I don't like Paige because she wears too much
yourself
lipstick
again.
And she wears
You said
black,
that already.
You know?
See, here's the thing, Dave. The reason we have to interrupt you is because if we don't, you keep saying the same things over and over again. Now, I don't know if that's a problem you were born with or whatever, but it's something that doesn't really work real well for broadcast radio.
So what about Bailey? Do you like Bailey?
Bailey looks like she looks like a freaking teenager, you know? She looks like kind of like a teenager. She's maybe 19, 20, 21, 22.
Okay, wasn't the question. The question is, do you like her, not how old do you think she is?
Isn't that usually a good thing?
Yeah, she's kind of cute, but, you know, she's kind of young for me. That's why I'd rather go out with either, somebody else on the roster there.
You got a lot of work to do before you're going to get a date with any of these girls. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying, Dave.
And again, Dave, you're not ready for Asuka because nobody is ready for Asuka.
Is that like a line from the...
That's her catchphrase.
Okay,
nobody's ready for Asuka.
All right, there you go, Dave. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I bet you are, but you got to get a job first because you can't, you know, you can't take one of these girls out on a date and not be able to pay for the
date. They're contractors.
Yeah, I'm ready for work.
All right, man. Good luck. All right. See you later. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
I was not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here to bring up anything you want to discuss. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Discord is available to you. People chatting in there right now. Head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump in there as well. And also want to make sure you know about $6 shirts. They have a humongous selection of t-shirts for $6 a piece. And you can save even more by using code FTL to get an extra 10% off over at $6shirts.com. That's the number $6shirts.com. These are people who care about freedom. The founder of the company is a Free Talk Live listener and a supporter. So go to $6shirts.com and browse to your heart's content, because it will take you a while if you want to actually go through their entire inventory.
We have a lot of good shirts.
Yeah, you're going to find some stuff that you love over at $6shirts, whether it be pop culture, like movies or video games, or maybe sports or politics. They've got a wide selection of options for you there. And if you use code FTL, you'll save 10%. They also take Bitcoin, so go to $6shirts.com. That's the number $6shirts.com.
And they have Bitcoin t-shirts.
They do.
That's true.
I actually got one of their, I believe it says I accept Bitcoin on it.
Yep. And plus they have some that just say Bitcoin with the big logo.
Okay, yeah. I also got the, I love my other one. It's, go ahead, call the cops.
So, we were talking about Uber throughout most of the show here tonight, and the court case that has now ruled that Uber drivers are contractors in the United States, and they're not employees. And this is good news, not because Uber's a great company or anything like that. I don't think that they're a great company, but they were an innovator, and they did some important work. I agree with you, Chris. I would like to see them, or at least ride-sharing in general, decentralize even further. We used to promote the Cell 411 ride-sharing app. Cell 411 wasn't initially created as a ride-sharing app, but they added that. So what Cell 411 is, and if you watch our video feed at twitch.lrn.fm, you see Cell 411 emblazoned across the top of the feed. And it's an emergency sort of decentralized emergency response app where you can allow your friends, you can kind of connect with your friends on this app, and then if something happens to you or to one of your friends, you can send an alert out, and then all of your friends who are connected with on the app will receive the alert. So let's say your car breaks down, you want to let people know. The police have pulled you over, you want to let people know about that. Or whatever, house caught on fire. There's different options that you can send, and you can even stream live video at the same time. Virgil, who's the guy who put that app together, longtime listener and supporter of Free Talk Live, he also added in a ride-sharing option, which we've done a little bit of testing with here in the Keene area, and it seems to work. But it's never really caught on. Nobody's ever really had that entrepreneurial drive.
It's also a really, I mean, the town's pretty small.
It's a small town. There's no doubt about that. But I haven't heard of somebody really, you know, putting it to use elsewhere. Because what it would really take is an entrepreneurial drive beyond the level of what you typically get from a driver for Uber. So you were talking earlier, Chris, about how, you know, in business, you can learn the ropes by getting a job. You know, getting a job for some company, learn how that company works, and then if you save up enough money, you might be able to start up a competitor to that company. You were kind of talking about how people can do that. But again, it takes that kind of entrepreneurial mindset that the average person isn't really inculcated with unless their parents teach them, because school certainly doesn't teach entrepreneurialism, right?
Yeah.
Government schools.
It's a big failure in terms of education.
Well, that's what they're intending to do. They don't want you to be an entrepreneur. They want you to be a drone.
Which is kind of funny. Right? Is the creativity of the U.S. Is actually what makes America, I would say, in a lot of respects, superior.
Oh,
and
yeah.
not just America, but a number of Western like democracies were superior over certain non-Western countries in that we have that creative element.
Because there's the relative amount of freedom that allows those people
to
create.
Exactly. Yes, yeah.
Whereas if you're stopped from creating your own business, like you are in a lot of places, then
and unfortunately, in a lot of the poorer countries around the globe, they also, you know, they have less freedom, and they can't actually own property. So when you're always subject to, the government might force me to move tomorrow, you're not as likely to wind up creating something.
Right, right. And that's exactly, we have lots of those types of problems. But also, if you look at like communist countries and especially like China, places like that, it's a lot of it's just raw memorization. And you're essentially, it's training to be a factory worker. And we have, unfortunately, a lot of that in the United States too. It's just not to the same degree.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, our education system hasn't really developed into something better.
No, of course it won't. It's a government run.
Yeah, I mean, on the plus side, we still do have the economic freedom to some degree relative to a lot of these places.
Relative
to like China and, you know, certain other.
But we're losing our butts compared to some other places
in the world,
like Hong Kong or Singapore. There's actually about 20 countries that are, I think, a little bit more economically free than the U.S.
The United States is terrible. I mean, we have, unfortunately, one of the things.
And it also depends on where you are, right? Like, so if you're in California or New York, it's going to be a lot harder to start a business than, say, Delaware or New Hampshire.
And one of the problems we have, too, in the United States is we have, while other countries have problems here, the United States, we have a problem of industries creating laws to protect them, to protect the people at the top, the companies at the top. So once the industry comes into existence, they go and push laws, and they frequently push them over safety. They argue, you know, it's a safety thing. You can't have anybody drive, for example, if the taxi industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be, you know, regulations to protect, you know, the passengers and stuff. When reality is, we're relatively safe in the United States, even without those regulations. I mean, serial killers are really, 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 really rare.
Yeah.
I mean, and even when they occur, like once every 10 years, it's they they tends to be that they eventually get caught, and they don't actually kill that many people before they actually do get caught.
Yeah, but you're much more likely to die at the hands of a police officer.
Right, exactly.
Right. So I've actually pulled up a listing of economic freedoms.
Which one?
From the Heritage. Okay. I forget if it's Foundation or whatever. The Heritage people. Hong Kong is number one.
They've been number one as long as I can remember.
The U.S. is number 18. But the interesting thing here, if we look at these scores and give them grades like what you would give in a classroom.
A through F.
A through F. Hong Kong would be the only country to get an A
at
with a 90.2.
I wonder how that compares to, say, individual states.
There's never been a comparison that I know of for that.
Right.
And I would be interested to see that as well.
Yeah, because I mean, presumably there's going to be states that are better, and there's going to be states that are worse.
Right, and that's what Ian mentioned. New York and California a lot less free than, say, New Hampshire or Alaska. Ireland is number six, and they would be the last country to wind up getting a B with an 80.4.
Yeah. Okay.
Estonia. 78.8, so C plus.
They've moved up a lot, so you give them credit.
The U.S. with a 75.7, so a solid C.
Yeah.
We're a C country.
Estonia, interesting. Estonia is one of the best countries in Europe.
Eastern Europe, yeah.
Oh, Eastern Europe, is it?
Right?
Okay.
Because they're former U.S. or so.
They
so
are, but I think they might be better. I think, if I recall correctly, maybe I'm mistaken.
Ireland ranks higher. Ireland is in Europe.
Do they? Okay.
Ireland
are they
is
like
number
the second,
six.
Are they the second six. In Europe or
Estonia
something?
Estonia is number two. The U.K. is number, as far as Europe.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
The U.K. is just below Estonia.
Now, when did this come out? Because I know they're really high up. Well, I mean, they're probably
This
still
is
really
the 2018 Index of Economic Freedom.
Okay.
It does not say a date that it came out.
It's probably numbers from like 2016. There's usually a couple year delay before they compare the numbers together.
So how do they compare in the world, Estonia and Ireland?
Estonia is number seven in the entire world.
And how does that compare to the United States?
They are 11 spots above the U.S., and they are a solid 3.1 points above
the U.S. Now, that's interesting, because I usually don't think of Europe as being...
Right?
You know? I know in the UK, trying to operate a business is absolutely terrible.
Well, there's different areas that they're looking at, right? So they're looking at business, starting a business. They're looking at court corruption. They have a bunch of different. If you actually look at the
rule of law, government size, and there are several subcategories under this.
I do want to say something.
Regulatory efficiency and open markets.
I do want to say something about the UK. As much criticism as I have over the UK, it's still way better than a lot of other places in Europe.
Mm.
So that's just telling you something about Europe.
All right, so coming up here tonight, of course, your calls, your thoughts about whatever you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Daryl, you had a story about a deadly drop-down menu?
Yeah.
Is that something you want to discuss here tonight?
Yes.
Because we can get into that. And then there's also all kinds of other stuff. LSD microdosing is once again in the news. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Hour number three is on the way. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's our number, 855-450-3733.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.